everyone, it's Thursday evening again. It's around 8:30 in the evening, and unless I'm much mistaken, it's time for a little bit of Hutton Orbital News. I'm Dick Chafing, and it's not just because I'm wearing shorts that are far too tight in this heat. It's because my parents had a little bit of a sense of humour. Mr. and Mrs. Ass Chafing. Good thing I wasn't the girl, as they were going to call me Fanny.
I'm Rudolf Hucker, and I'm glad my family changed our surname from Art.
I'm Harry Balzac, and as anyone knows, that's just a stage name. I'm really Sean Scrotum.
I've always been like this.
And by marrying me, Luke saved me from being Norma Sass.
Thank goodness for that. We wouldn't want anyone to have a silly name. And now, it is indeed time for the headlines.
Banter bus set for final stop as Hill Parsi Blues head home.
Sinbad so bad that he forgot to press bong. Sinbad so bad that he actually attacked himself, the latest from Dubunnel.
Mobile station inflation, in more ways than one.
Million credit dump feels like, or mug doesn't. Anyone ever wondered what a 4 billion credit dump feels like? Fort Mud doesn't.
Imperial Prude yells RUDE at Tiddlywink Nudes.
Pocket Lining Looney tries to prove that he's smartier than your average bear.
We find out what's what in Hutton Space.
First, tonight, it's the final voyage of the Big Bubble Banter Buswing. And what an adventure they've had over the last few weeks. They've visited some of the most stunning sights in the galaxy. They've become astronomers, xenobiologists, xenobotanists, volcanologists, explorers, stunt pilots, miners, and just about everything in between. What started out as a lone banter bus running some CB comms with nearby commanders has rapidly evolved into the Hutton wing known as the Hill Parsi Blues, all flying crates looking great in special effect blue, complete with cunningly and rather artistically placed paint splodges, and posing in front of just about every selfie limpet in all manner of intrepid-looking poses. With their own signature radio call signs, secret handshake and initiation rituals, this subset of Hutton's PWP wing have moved their base of operations to the Hill Parsi system, and will be setting forth once the banter bus hangs up its ticket machine and its now-stopping sign. Often vandalized to say many rude things. If you're alone and need some banter, if no one else can help, and of course, if you can actually spell Hill Parsi properly, you can hire the B Team. Yes, that's B for banter, B for Baz, B for bus, and of course, B for behave.
The shenanigans over in Colonia are rumbling on, and Sinbad the Bad has opened an offensive on yet another front. This time, he's drawn a line in the virtual sand and fired his opening barrage via the media. Yes, he's employing propaganda to further his cause. Not content with stealing candy from a baby, not happy with leaving his dodgy girlfriend Goldilocks loafing around the common room over at Dunker's Rest, he has waxed his moustaches, sprayed himself with a whole lot of brute for men, donned his most evil-looking cape, and marched into the offices of Sagittarius I. Hutton's reporters had already discovered his latest dastardly deed. He's been waging war on his own population over in Mobia. Yes, having thrown his forces to the wolves, he then launched a full-scale assault on them. Dressing this up in the media as trying to prevent a disaster in Mobia, which of course was caused by the Dunkers, formerly of Ed's 38, we're utterly sure that he is going for this sympathy vote. Not a team to have the wolf in sheep's clothing pulled over their eyes, Sagittarius I published his flowery article and made sure they included a secret code message to the rest of the galaxy that all of this was a lot of hot air. Namely, calling Sinbad the Bad's home system Fart Owry. What may have seemed like a gaff, was actually a cunningly crafted hint that the article whiffed to high heaven. Fresh from beating himself up, there is no current news as to what Sinbad the Bad is up to, but Hutton dispatched one of their bravest reporters deep into Dunker's Rest this week, and we will be bringing you a special report later.
Sony Burns, good evening. Yes, the Brewer Corporation have taken a leaf out of Hutton's playbook and organized a special event this week. Yes, in their final phase of testing of the fleet carriers, they've blown the budget on a big beta blowout. They've built a barrage of big blow-up, mock-up, rock-up, and try-not-to-cock-up carriers, specially for those commanders for whom the words big bucks refer to our very own Mr. Naked's sake bill. For sale. For the cost of a couple of tons of void opals, these pumped-up cookie-cutter cutout carriers have all the facilities one might imagine, thanks to the wonders of advanced inflatable engineering, but will only last 1 week. Or until they go all droopy and floppy. This appears to not be the only thing that's inflated at the moment, as a number of eagle-eyed commanders managed to spot a bit of a hole. Test pilots have found a new way of emptying their bank accounts in record time, almost as fast as they filled, and no, we don't mean by buying power play locked equipment just in case they want it for one of each ship in the future, or grabbing a fleet carrier. We mean taking their money and literally flushing it out of Cubicle 3 and waiting for a passing ship to scoop it up as a tasty cargo. Their latest wheeze involves cunning market manipulation, wing rewards, and selling things back to themselves for a fraction of the original cost. Current estimates are that they can pass cash at a rate of 20 million credits every 15 minutes or so, or marginally slower than a Boron run on diamonds. Will the Bank of Zeonts cotton onto this free money printing ring before the galaxy is declared bankrupt? Will it lead to a devaluation of the credit? Will inflationary pressures bring about the downfall of civilization, or will a quick patch be slapped on the hole in time to prevent all of the contents leaking out?
Eol Procul Centauri is usually a quiet place. It's a long way from the bubble, and pilots who reach there with smoke pouring from their AFMUs are usually gasping for an ice-cold megagin at the end of their 22,000 light-year journey from Hutton, before realizing that it's Alpha Centauri that has the gin, not Eol Procul Centauri. Now, not all commanders are desperate for a drink, but one thing that they are all in dire need of is a dump. No matter how you do it, no fleet carrier taxi services yet, you'll have visited a lot of systems that don't have anywhere for you to unburden yourself with what's in the bowels of your ship. Yes, exploration data can build up on a long trip, and it's important to remember to go to the head. The head of Universal Cartographics, that is, and dump your load. Commander Waller 81 recently took this to the extreme as he sold 4,444,578,473 credits worth of data at Fort Mug. Yes, nearly 4.5 billion credits. That's 89% of a fleet carrier right there. Doctors have spent the last 2 days trying to uncross the commander's eyeballs, and specialists from Hutton's Cubicle 3 Elite Deodorization Team have been flown in to deal with the aftermath. If you're planning to visit Fort Mug in the next few days, please be sure that the cloud of glowing green gas does not signify that there has been a Thargoid incursion.
Officials at the finals of this year's Galactic Tiddlywinks competition were congratulating themselves on a high turnout for what is usually a sparsely attended affair, when an Imperial Senator noticed that many of the visitors looked remarkably similar, and all said, "Welcome home, darling. Would you like to listen to Dockers when you squeeze their arm?" The PR firm responsible for publicity of the Tiddlywinks said that these were premium mannequins designed to be ultra realistic, and they usually accompanied pilots on long exploration missions, but with so many pilots stuck in their home base, they had to find somewhere to store these acquiescent companions. The senator, who raised the issue, has said that there will be a full inquiry and has promised to return the sample that he has borrowed once he has gotten to the bottom of it. Rumours that the retail outlet Wonders Emporium and Footnote Optal sells such startlingly open-mouthed and amazing-looking lads and ladies of leisure as personal massage devices for your intimate relations on long space journeys are, of course, just that, and we are assured that they're actually normally used in window displays, possibly in Amsterdam, but that's only a rumour. I would have never been there, and definitely never to that bit, and of course, wouldn't have a clue what you're talking about.
Galactic Self-Promotion Supremo, and styled Saviour of the Galaxy, President Hudson of the Federation, I'm just going to check where I am, sorry, has yet again been polishing his own trumpet and pocketing more than a little pocket change from behind-the-scenes business with enterprises that go hand-in-hand with being a partially elected dictator. With systems regularly rotation between pirate attack infrastructure and outbreak, he has taken it upon himself to suggest that everyone in the galaxy immunize themselves with his Hudson brand advanced medicines, available from all good pharmacists. It turns out in his regularly watched Federation News Digest, not to be confused with the Galnet News Digest, he read about the therapeutic effects of dehydrated dihydrogen monoxide tablets and promptly instructed his federal scientists to devise a daily dose to help stave off everything from mods to space allergy. Not noticing the facepalm from his senior scientific advisors, nor the fact that the Federation News Digest is a parody broadcaster, he demanded that he be the first to try popping these little pills. His business has invested no small amount of money in the company that was appointed to mass produce them. In readiness for the next outbreak, system state in any location he's heard of and A, heard of, and B, can pronounce properly. Where you're being sent to the front line of the against the Thargoids without any green goo protection, his science team promptly cracked open a couple of packets of Cool Mint Onamons, not to be confused with a similarly named sugar-coated chocolate and nut-filled treat available in the 21st century, and putting them in a pillbox on his desk. Onamons? Hudson's been om-noming his om-noms now for a week and says that he's never felt healthier. He's got minty fresh breath too. Is it time for a federal... nearly didn't get that word right. Is it time for a federal election yet?
Lou's not here this week, so he's left me in charge. Not that I'm not the rest of the time, but I'm even more in charge than normal. Looking at his notes, I can't make head nor tail of anything, so I'm just going to look at hotforthemug.com instead. Ross671 and Corkery are in need of a little tickle at the moment, along with the home of the Hill Par Sea Blues, So if anyone's got 3 minutes or two, it would be lovely if you could pop along and do a little bit of a tidy up for Alvin. Someone has broken the big handle that flushes things over in WISE 0855-0714, and it has all backed up a bit and is going a bit stinky. Looks like we've got full infrastructure failure there, so if anyone has a bag of tools, a hazmat suit, and all the supplies we need, we'd be really grateful if you could spanner it back into shape, please. More worryingly, there appear to have been some naughty people doing naughty things over in Barnard Star. We're not saying it was Mr. Shouty, but it was Mr. Shouty. He and his friends over at the Barnard Star Dockers have managed to cause a little bit of civil unrest. Locals are revolting, and we need to give them a bit of a hosing down. Anyone who can bring a little bit of hut and bounty hunting along to Barnard to quell their tempers, it would be much appreciated. Other than that, over in Hanky's Colon, Tia is also an infrastructure failure and an election at the same time, which probably means that whoever was stuffing the ballot boxes went a little too far and caused them to burst at the seams. Any pilots not helping the Dunkers of Dunkers Rest, having a spare minute or two, could you unstuff the Hanky's Tia, please, and bring the election to its conclusion? Other than that, I don't think there's anything else to report this week.